Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day of your mercies that are new every morning. Thank you, Father God, that we've received mercy in what you have done for us in Christ Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit according to our predestined destiny in Christ, and we're excited about that. Thank you, Lord. We think of Isaiah 58 that talks about the sure mercies there where it talks about our healing springs for speedily. It talks about even when it's a gloomy day, it will be like midday sun. So I thank you, Lord, because our hearts are entwined in you and our thoughts are conscious of your goodness and our attitudes and our actions are, we walk aware of your goodness at all times. I thank you, Father God, that you just bless us. I thank you. Our requests are then that which comes from the throne room, because that's where we are set apart unto you, in the throne room, raised and seated in heavenly places. And I thank you that our hearts are like a river that flows from your goodness. And therefore our requests, our prayers, our petitions come from you, and therefore they're fulfilled. And thank you, Lord, that as you also go on to say there that we will be like well-watered gardens, Lord, refreshed and encouraged and nourished at all times. So thank you for this great and this wonderful covenant, Lord, where you have done everything necessary for us to be restored into our predestined place of splendor in Christ, blessed with every spiritual blessing, in fellowship, and in this perfect love that casts out all fear. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 2, verse 6 to 11. God will repay each person according to what they have done. To those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. There will be trouble and distress for every human being who does evil, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile, but glory, honor, and peace for everyone who does good, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile, for God does not show favoritism.
Hallelujah. This is so beautiful. I think of this right at the beginning. It says God will pay each person according to what they have done. And see, what you have done is what you have sowed. And I really believe the first thing that we need to wake up to is this gospel. Because if we haven't got this gospel, we got no idea what is the mercies. We got deceptive ideas that's been sown into our lives through the devil and his people, that we nothing and we failures and we evil and we sinners. And that all because of the fall, and that's all come from the evil one. That was not the original intention of God. So when you go back to the original thought of God, first one you can really take hold of is Ephesians 1 verse 4. We were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless in him. That's our place, in Jesus, rooted in him. He's the vine, we the branches. He's the head, we the body. And that is the big reality. And then when God made man, he said, come, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. Not to be little devils, little sinners, and far from the glory. He made us in his glory and to experience his splendor, the splendor of an obedient child. We see that in Adam and Eve in the time that they walked with the Lord in the seventh day. And now in Jesus again, we've been restored to that seventh day. It's now called the Sabbath rest, where we cease from our own works and we enter into their work. So the first thing that we need to wake up is this wonderful gospel of a great and a beautiful God that has moved heaven and earth to come and dwell with us, to open the way for us to return to the family, return to our true senses, and be the people in tune with them and flowing with them. And that's what the creation is waiting for. The Bible says the creation is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. And the sons of God are those led by the Spirit. So Romans 12 tells you so beautifully, when you're woken up to these mercies these goodness. I think of Isaiah 58, where it talks about you will be a well-watered garden. You will, as you flow with the Lord, you will receive that which you ask for, because your heart is in tune with Him. Your healing will spring forth speedily. Just so many blessings there in that chapter. But Romans 12 goes, but now we've got to give ourselves, our bodies, as living sacrifice. So we sow ourselves, spirit, soul, and body, because it's a complete, beautiful covenant for every part of our lives. And God's got answers for every problem that is in this world. But He needs His children to come home first, wake up first, come home, and then stay in tune and flow with Him. And then it goes on to say, now be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So now what do you do? Just go push any good thing, what you think is good, into your mind? No, it comes from the Spirit of God. It goes on. You have received the Spirit. You have got a certain gift. You are a gift. You were given. You came into this world to be a gift to this world, a gift that comes from God. And now you've come back to God. And now in fellowship with Him, He stirs you up from the inside, working in you to will and to do, and letting that river of His goodness, of His love, perfect love, of His favor, of His gifting for you, that comes and it flows in from the Spirit to the soul, your will, your intellect, your emotions, your mind then in tune, and then your body is the vessel that carries this goodness out into the world. So know you are precious. I mean, here it's so beautiful. All this demonic deception is just dealt with here when you see you're supposed to seek glory, honor, and immortality, because that's the inheritance of a child of the living God in Christ Jesus. I close with this wonderful scripture. It's speaking about Jesus. It says, in Him, the fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell. And then it goes on to say, and you have come to fullness of life in Him. So daily stay in tune. This fullness of life is so big, so good, and it's eternal, and it's a God quality of life. So it's a continual flowing, continual drawing, continual yearning, a continual faith, prayer, love. So stay in tune, develop on schedule, arise and shine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.